welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the MailRant podcast. We talk about real estate marketing, and we're going to talk exactly about that again today. We're going to talk about real estate CRMs, and John has come up with a fantastic list for all of you. And before I just completely go off on one, for those of you that follow along, believe it or not, today's episode number is 463 times. John's done this 463 times. I've done this about 200 and some odd times now. John, who are you? Who is the man that would do 463 podcasts for crying out loud?
Yeah, I've got another podcast that I did this morning that we were on 950.
Oh my goodness gracious. Well, come on, man. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I don't know. I've lost the plot, really. I don't know. Do I really exist? No. I'm the joint founder of mail-right.com. We're a CRM. We also use Facebook, Instagram, and we provide a great digital platform for real estate agents. Back over to you, Rob.
I will help you out a little bit, John. So John is a transplant, as you can probably tell, from England, but he's been here a long time. He's an entrepreneur. He started more than one company. He owns more than one SaaS, software as a service company. He's an experienced WordPress developer, so much so his other podcast, briefly mentioned, is one of the most popular listened to podcasts on WordPress that exists.
I think it's one of the most notorious.
Well, I'll say it my way, you say it your way. So he knows a lot about WordPress, and that's what he built the platform for real estate agents on, is WordPress. And he's got a good all-in-one system that is less expensive and still managed directly by a founder. And so obviously when we do these podcasts, we're hoping...
That sad statement, I'm just waiting for Lone Wolf to buy me out, Robert.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, as I was going to say, we do this podcast... We are our own sponsors. Obviously, it's to introduce ourselves. So we're going to be talking about a lot of products that are going to fit very well into John's universe today. People that are looking for good deals on tools that do a lot should look at MailRight along with this list, because he does have a CRM in it. But having said that, we're going to dive into a list of real estate CRMs, most of which are fairly affordable, that you could theoretically use to power the contact part of your business. Do you kind of agree with everything I just said there, John?
As always, it's only occasionally that I disagree, isn't it?
All right. Well, number one on our list, because we were joking about it before we turned the camera on, is Lone Wolf. And I remembered Lone Wolf being a website producer. And he's like, do you know Lone Wolf? And I'm like, I don't know that I know a Lone Wolf that's going to be out there buying up CRM companies. But boy, was I wrong. The Lone Wolf that I remember building websites is indeed the Lone Wolf that's out there buying up CRMs. So I guess they just didn't like what they had or are going to roll this tool into one. But anyway, look.
Aren't they the people that bought Sierra Interactive?
It might be. And what a shame for Sierra Interactive. I just dropped a review literally from one of their best accounts that has said ever since they sold it, services dropped through the floor. So... And I'm getting ready to drop that review, John. He actually was so dissatisfied. He actually got on camera while still a customer of theirs and did a review with me. All right. Before we go off on yet another tangent, because there's only been four for those who are trying to count along with us, we are going to talk about this Lion Desk and acquisition by Lone Wolf and what we generally think of Lion Desk. I'm going to keep it short and simple. I always thought it was too complicated. I was never the biggest fan of Lion Desk. It's extremely reasonably priced. With being acquisitioned by a company that has a history of acquisitioning companies without being able to properly integrate them into a workflow or support system, would not be something I would look at unless you're desperate. That's my opinion. John, go.
They did have a two-price structure, a 25 and 83, until recently, which the 83 really didn't make much sense to me. Well, since they got bought out by Lone Wolf, they seem to only have one price now, $39, which in some ways makes more sense to me, right? Because definitely the 83 didn't make much sense to me, right, for what you were getting compared to the competition, right? It's got a reasonably okay interface. It's pretty, it's to my taste. The main thing they seem to pluck is they have a video messaging platform, which is a direct competitor to BombBomb. And BombBomb, if you're into that kind of marketing, folks, where in your database you send individual messages to potential clients or keep in contact or re-energize a relationship. BombBomb is, you know, a great platform, but it's, I won't say expensive, but it's not cheap. Depending on what you can, what is your budget, your marketing budget. Well, LineDesk built a similar product. It's not as feature rich as BombBomb, and it's one of the main cores, and also integration with robocalling. I dismiss that to some degree because I think the days are winning for leads, in my opinion, because of smartphones like the iPhone is dying. But other experts, other agents would highly disagree with me. So it's okay at $39. It's probably okay, isn't it, for what you get, for what you can do with it. And it's one of the better ones compared to some of the other ones we're going to be talking about.
I don't disagree with that. Okay, forgive my frustration, everyone. This features and functionality, you take a website that's extremely basic, like most of the ones that KV Core sell. Chime has a nicer looking website, but still it's kind of a template and it's basic. And guess what? They quote you monthlies of $500, $1,000 a month. KV Core and Chime are both $500 a month. Now, when compared against that, John, this is a windfall. Because my God, $470 a month difference for functionality. Does LineDesk deliver on that margin? Hell yeah. Hell yes, it does. Is it a great tool? No, you get $39 worth of a tool, in my opinion. It's overly complicated. I've taken 5 seconds to refresh myself and I'm already lost with this guy who's showing all the pages. There's a list of things on the left that's nice and seamless, like contacts, communication, tasks, campaigns. And then you start getting to each task and there's 100 fields to fill out every time. Like my office, branch office, agent, there's literally 20 dropdowns just to identify like lead source. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's good. You might need that. But like I said from the gate, they built a one-size-fits-all tool. It's not like if you're an agent or a broker, you get a different tool. You get this tool. And some people, it's going to be overkill. And other people, it's not. It's like it's Goldilocks and the three bears. One too cold, one too hot, somewhere, somebody right in between. And if you are the right in between for $39 a month, is that a serviceable CRM? Hell yes, for that one in-between person. All right, let's move on to the next on the list. I am maybe feeling a little punchy like you were last week. Number two is Wise Agent. Certainly a popular one for sure. Why don't you lead us off?
Do I have to?
Now for sure.
Well, you know, it's $49.
That's not good, ladies and gentlemen. You open with, well, it's $49. That's a terrible. Okay, go ahead, John.
Well, it's $49. They do have a web, the mobile app. I think it does a lot of what Line Desk does without the video. I don't think they got a video tool that directly competes. I noticed when you go to features, their lead generation, their plugin, which is an extra, I really wouldn't buy into their lead generation system. What I heard, it doesn't. These are my opinions. So, no, they're just my opinions, folks, and take them as what they are. And they do real estate content. That's the on the top of their feature list. I would strongly advise you to not take either of those. I think on the basic offering, which I said is $49, I wouldn't. But if you're just going to use their platform for the, you know, the actual contact information follow through as a traditional CRM should be used, as long as you like the interface, I think you're going to be okay. It's just, and what we discussed last week with some of the free offerings out there, when I had my little rant, when I say it's this confusion between lead generative platforms and traditional CRMs and the total confusion of mixing all this up and dealing with expectations and what you're really going to get from the system. And, you know, as long as you really understand what you're going to get from Wise Agent, I think we're going to be happy, you know. But if you've got certain expectations, which I think the Wise Agent website kind of, in my opinion, fosters, I think you could be very disappointed.
Okay. My opinion about most of these platforms, ladies and gentlemen, is pretty simple. And I hate to say this because most of our audience, 2,000 or 3,000 of you that listen to our podcast, listen, real estate agents are not technical people. And unfortunately, I've never seen a profession that gets preyed on more, except maybe auto shop owners, than agents do. You're sold something from every human being under the sun, always promised that it's going to be the best thing that you've ever purchased. And almost invariably what people are doing, like Wise Agent and every other CRM, for the most part, they're not building anything that is unique or new. What they're trying to do is build something that's competent, that you will not know whether it's bleeding edge or not. And then you will simply decide for yourself, like by using it, like in all these tools are a golden handcuff situation. Wise Agent, once you're in it, you've taken 20 of your hours to learn how to use it and you've got all your data imported into it. How easy is it for you to switch? Because the answer is not, which is why best real estate CRM and best real estate CRM software are two of the most expensive searches in all of real estate marketing. $10.52 and $8.26 for those searches. And why is that? Because real estate agents who are looking to change want to change once. Like they're like, nobody is a fool. For those of you who are listening to the show, unless you're going to find a good partner, and this is the one thing I'll say about MailRite or any other system. And I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. I don't know the system nearly well enough to actually show for John. And he gets very frustrated with me at times. But I will tell you something I'm extremely confident in. Having a partner who is still willing to talk to you as a customer, a partner that will address you personally, is worth all the bells and whistles that every system out there has, in my opinion, 100%. The fact that I still can interact with my clients, not as much anymore, but I still do it. John does it. You can get him on the phone. You can talk to him. The answering of these questions adds massively to the perceived value of a technical tool. having somebody there. You agree with this?
Well, I think the support element and the training element is an important factor. I don't think, to be fair to Wise Agent, they've never sold themselves as like a direct competitor to Real Geek or Sarah Interactive or some of the other kind of more lead generative platforms. I just pointed out, if you go to their feature page, they are kind of pushing the lead generated elements of Wise Agent, which I haven't reviewed it for over a year. When I last reviewed it, and I'm only going by my memory, they did have those elements, but they kind of were pitching themselves as a more modern version of Top Producer.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no problem with that, and I still don't have any problems with it, really, because it's $49. Right?
Right. And there you can build a website out of it, too. It's basically a Wix for $49 instead of $8, and you can build on top of Wise Agent. And if all of you were, like the people listening to the show, if you're a brand new agent, good Lord, yes, look at Wise Agent. Maybe don't even look at me or John. We're probably too expensive for somebody who's trying to, let's say, start a business with the change in their pocket, which both you and I have done, by the way.
I'm going to be truthful. I'm looking at doing a product. We have the IDX product, and we have the paid Facebook, and I'm going to keep those two options, but I'm looking at offering a solution at this price level. So we have the other two, but the main one is this, because you got to play in the reality of where you're playing. Shall we go on to the next one?
Not before we go to break. Ladies and gentlemen, John and I are going to take a break, share a smoke, talk about all the strippers that we hired this weekend, and come back to you. We'll be right back.
Do you want quality leads from homeowners and buyers right in your own neighborhood? Then you need MailRight. It is a powerful but easy to use online marketing system that uses Facebook to generate real estate leads at a fraction of the cost you'd pay from our competition. We stand behind our work with a no question asked 30-day money back guarantee. So don't delay. Get started today. Go to mail-right.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming back to you after our long break discussing so many things, religion, all the meaning of life, whether or not we have a towel. And here we go. We're going to talk more about CRMs because we know that ultimately that's why you're tuning into the show. It's episode number 463 for those of you who are keeping track. And for those of you who've been with us since the beginning of this particular episode, you'll know that John has another show he's done 900 episodes on. This is my only podcast. I'm not going to say that's going to be true forever, but it is currently my only podcast. We've managed to make it 2 down our list of 6 because John and I love to hear ourselves talk. So we are going to talk about Reevolve. And once again, my friend, I'm going to let you take this $94 a month monster and talk to people about it. Go for it.
Well, in my opinion, I have no idea why somebody would use this for $94.
There you go. All right. That's it from John. Don't use them. That's it from me. All right. Follow-up boss, number 4 on the list. Now this is a beast, and I'm going to take up the torch here because I have a 45-minute long review with these guys. I could not be a stronger fan of the tool, and I used to be an unabashed fanboy of Follow-Up Boss until they sold themselves to Zillow, which they did for $500 million. So all the owners really came out of this massive winners. But
lovely gravy.
Right. But so do I love this tool the same way? Straight up from just the ownership perspective, because it would require zero for these guys to, forgive me, I was about ready to curse everybody, these guys to change the Yulia and you won't notice. They may have already done it. I haven't read through their terms. And here's the slight change that can happen. The data is secure, but we technically own the rights. That's what the language will say in legalese. That means that effectively, Trulia and Zillow just went for a play for all of your data. No doubt about it. There's no other reason for them to make the purchase. They said that all this glorious language about fucking making a better CRM for their
ace. Where you start this, man, folks.
Like, it's just baloney. It's just smokescreen. Mark my words. They're making a play for the data. And so does that make me a fan of Follow Up Boss anymore? Not to the same degree. So they're still the best tool, in my opinion. Best real estate specific tool. Not the best tool in general, but absolutely 100%. And when you compare that you can get a better tool for $69 than you can for $500 or $1,000, it's better than RealGeeks. It's better than Sierra Interactive. It's better than Chime.
I would disagree with you there a little bit. Not in that your Follow Up Boss is a bit of a... The bits that Follow Up Boss does, it is obviously... You are correct. It's just that the other three products that you've just mentioned, as based on our last week's discussion, they are pitching themselves as a website CRM lead generative system, i.e. around IDX website presence, where Follow Up Boss doesn't offer that. It is lead generative in how you use a CRM.
All right. And I'll change my comment.
Yeah.
And I'll say this. The differentiation about whether or not you collect the lead with an IDX tool on a like a subpar website, and all the websites at this point, including Sierra Interactive, are subpar for the day and time in which they're launching their sites. I got that from a top account. I didn't realize how far they'd fallen off, and they've fallen off. I've been a fanboy of Sierra Interactive also for a super long time, John. So it's unlike me to say anything negative about one of the leading real estate website developers that's out there. But they have not kept up with the times. He says his website does not work well on mobile at all. And that's 69% of his traffic.
Undefensible, really. But get back to Follow Up Boss. For $69, you are right. So do frame that. Rob's right. Of everything we're going to talk about, it is head above all the other products we have talked about or going to talk about in this episode. It is the clear leader. Would I suggest that you use it or recommend it to you? No. Because it's owned by Zillow. End of story. And in my opinion... There's a lot of my opinions in this episode, isn't there? But it is my opinion. I would not want to share my database, my hard-earned contacts, my blood and sweat, and just give it to Zillow. No, thank you. And it's just sad. I don't blame the founders of Follow Up Boss because it's a fantastic outcome for them. I've got no criticism of them. We all live in the real world. We all want to do well. There's nothing wrong with that, as long as you're not a jerk and a con artist. But it's now owned by Zillow, and I wouldn't use it.
Yeah. Moving on. Next on our list is Top Producer, and I'm going to start us off because, John, there's literally nothing you could say that's going to be worse than what I say. Okay?
You sure? Because I've got some right comments.
So Top Producer is one of the oldest CRMs on our list. They literally have been around for so long. At the time that they launched, they were like one of three top products. There's like 300 real estate CRMs now, to give everybody an understanding. And Top Producer has not really, they have done a few overhauls of their UI and their UX, but here's one of the things they never did overhaul: their price. Their prices are redonkulous. Like, they're so, they have a dated tool and they charge you five times more for it than anybody else will. The level of insanity is,
it's focused on.
is beyond comprehension. The only reason that top producer is a business is because some agents are so loath to learn new tools. They are literally limping along with this dinosaur, paying whatever top producer does. Why? Because 20 years ago, top producer was the leading real estate CRM, or one of them, one of the top three for sure. And now they're still around. Thankfully to all of you real estate professionals out there who would rather go to the dentist and learn a new CRM. John?
Well, when I was checking it and I was reading posts and that, doing my research, there you go, Robert, research. It was coming at $120 start. And then I go to their website and their price starts at $179, Rob. Plus other packages. And it's just unbelievable, isn't it?
They have not kept up with the times. There's so much competition coming up from the bottom up. John included, by the way, everybody. John included. So much competition because more can be done with technology for less, like from the development side, from everything. It doesn't make it easier for John to spend $100,000 building out a tool. It's not fun. It's not pleasant. And it takes a lot of time. But at the same time, once the tool is done, technology has advanced in such a way as like, I don't need as many servers. I don't need as much anything in terms of technical infrastructure to run an SaaS as I did, but even 10 years ago. And now, but top producer doesn't pay any attention to that. Why? They can't lower the prices to their existing account base. You are taking on a pricing metric that made sense 20 years ago. It no longer does in any way, shape, or form. Just, God, don't do it. That's it. Told you wouldn't be worse than me. Now, this next one is completely different for me. I am going to keep talking because I do want to say something. I think that the Buffini method and their training program is one of the best things happening in real estate, in my opinion. I have met so many agents on the telephone that have gone through their coaching system and has made a vast difference in their career. I have lost count. They might very well be the only real estate marketing and coaching company where I can say that definitively, without question. They have a tool that goes along with their training, very similar to what Ricky Carruth has. My opinion about it is, heck, it may not be the best or the worst CRM. Who the hell knows? I haven't looked at it, but I will tell you this. If they're going to train you on a tool, buy their tool. Buy their tool because you'll be in a class. You'll have many other people learning the tool. The learning through osmosis is a powerful thing when you're using coaching systems. Go ahead, John. That's my thing.
Yeah, the actual tool is not bad. And if you're just going to use it for a traditional sales-orientated CRM that has terminology and flows that are specific for your industry, it's certainly a damn lot better than Top Producer. And you can just use the tool, I'm going by their website, for $49. The only thing, I don't know if this is correct, I'm surmising this. The only problem is if you just try and buy the tool and start using it, they're going to bombard you with sales calls, I would imagine. I would imagine they're going to be over you like a load of flies on a dead bit of meat. But also the other side of it is that I actually, my old co-host before you, he was a Buffini trained agent. We interviewed the founder, Buffini himself and his brother. And I know about their training methodologies. And I think they're definitely more of the more respectable side of real estate agent training coaching companies. Yeah, that's what I've got to say about it. You know, so as long as you know, if you buy the tool, they're going to they're going to send a lot of email and they're going to ring you up a few times and that. And I'm not saying that's that bad to take some of their training. But if you're more experienced and you don't feel you need their training, I actually think they're tall. But it's just about relationship-based and sales-based with a nice interface. And it's not too complicated. And it's actually, compared to some of these others, I don't actually, it's a bit of a gem, really, a little bit of a gem, really, long as you know what you're buying. It's not a website. It's not an IDX website. It doesn't provide kind of canned campaigns for Facebook that probably, and trying to manage a Facebook account, advertising account with no experience and blah, blah, blah. It doesn't try and be those. So in some ways, I think it's a more honest platform. Is this making any sense, Rob?
Yeah, it does. And I love everything you have to say about it. I knew walking into this that you added them there because you and I have had a lot of positive experiences. People have been trained by them. The idea that they built their business off of is a solid sales mechanic. They oftentimes are very focused, don't seem to pretend to be something that they're not. And as a result, they've got more positive outcomes of any coaching training company that I know of that I've dealt with, including Tom Ferry. Like they're more, and Mike Ferry actually does have a very good track record, but only for a certain type of salesperson. So having said all that, we're going to move on to the last on the list. John is going to take this up as well because he's a user and he added them twice. So he really wants to talk about this company.
Linked to our last show, I think if you follow up, Boss is a superb product. Well, it's not perfect, but compared, and it's just a shame, but I could never recommend it anymore. But if you're not bothered that you're, you know, in my opinion, even though they would deny this, as long as you're not worried that your data is going to be shared with Zillow, go ahead. It's a great platform. And then, but the others, apart from Brian Perfini's platform, I think a lot of the others have the problem is that you could just use ClickUp and just use their free template designed for real estate agents. You're probably going to be quite happy. That's why I've added it to the last thing, because I don't, you know, they've got a free product, ClickUp. It integrates a lot better into a WordPress website and anything else you want. I see that as a problem for these other platforms.
Copy you. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna do a little bit of bonus content, and I'm gonna catch John off guard because I'm gonna give a little bit of a history lesson here, which is relevant to the conversations we're having. RE, Follow Up Boss, its ownership, and Zillow. And here's the history lesson, because most of us have a memory that is minutes old. I'm not even sure that John was around in focused on the Zillow. Big companies have a tendency to do stuff like Zillow just did. They just replaced their CEO. And the previous CEO was notorious for shifting his view so much. By the way, like, let me give everybody an example. Zillow and all the companies before them got their momentum and idea behind a service called listing syndication. And every person that was asking for MLS listings was telling those MLS companies that they were not going to compete against the MLS, that all they were going to do was promote the agent's listing for free. And indeed, they did that for 10 years. Zillow and Trulia and all those others, they came along and said the same thing. We will promote your listing for free. That's how they all got started. How else do you think they got these guys to send them their listings? Just out of the goodness of their heart? Of course not. They said, hey, we're going to invest $1 billion into a website, get the traffic that you can't, and promote the listing for you for free. What fool would say no to that, right? But you can all see the punchline coming. So then they started to advertise against those listings. And then what did they say? Because obviously agents were outraged and they go, hey, we don't like you doing that. We don't want to give you our listings anymore. And they said, no. You know, we're never going to compete against you. This is for a different buyer, different kind of person than what you're trying to serve. These buyers just want to look online and you're still going to get all the appointments, you know, with boots on the ground. And we're not trying to compete against you. We're just doing a little advertising thing over here. And a couple of people sued them. They won the lawsuits because they were already a very big company. And we didn't hear any more about it. But then Zillow said, because some people started to say, wow, you've got like 40 or 50% of all traffic related to home searches. What a bitch it would be if you decided to be a real estate company against us, the realtors, to which Zillow said, we will never compete against realtors directly. They fucking lied. They absolutely had that plan on the books. I know some people that worked over there and they just said what they needed to say to calm everybody's anger. And then, of course, they opened up another division owned by the same company, but it directly competed against agents. And then on top of all that, what loophole did they find next? They then looked around and said, hey, you know what? For all of those of you who are upset about us competing with you directly, we're going to come out with a new plan. You're going to love it. It's going to be great. I'm channeling Trump here. It's the best plan that's ever been made. And here's what it's called. Zillow Flex. And you know what Zillow Flex does? They still qualify the leads mostly the same way. But what they do with Zillow Flex is when they send you the lead, they say, hey, $100 a month signs you up for Zillow Flex. Awesome, right? You don't have to pay us $1,000 a month for advertising, but you do have to give us 30% of the deal when you close it. And that's low. They've moved that deal, that percentage up to 30 to 45% of the deal, and they're aiming at a 50-50 split. That means effectively, ladies and gentlemen, 10% of the realtors in the U.S. already work for Zillow right now. They are effectively competing. And what's more, they make more money than your broker does. They make more money than everybody does. They've just done it better because whoever controls the lead flow controls the real estate business. Now, you would think, with all that I've just told you, that that would be enough. Like that over that 10 or 15 year history, that you would be, okay, Robert, we get your point. But they did four other things too that were just insanely outside the margins of what they said they would do. Number one, they hired real estate agents. They hired top agents and brokers from all over the company and absolutely bribed them. They made them a Zillow board of trustees. They took influencers, people directly out of the industry, hired them on board their company, and then got people that were adamantly opposed to Zillow to come out and say, we're not no longer opposed. I do not know what these people are getting paid, but it's an extraordinary amount of money. I know that from hearing rumors about it. And now these voices for the real estate profession get up there and shill like lobbyists for Zillow. I'm not going to go into the other things. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something that I hope you really hear, because you heard it here first. There's never been a company that has acted so maliciously against the profession that it supposedly serves. They are not your friends. They are 100% your competitors. Every single one of you that's listening to this show that's buying a Zillow lead, you are funding your top competitor. You are telling them, not only compete against me, beat me, please. Here's my money. And you justify it because it's an easy lead to get. I get it. I understand the easy way is always a way that's so appealing. But God, please, everybody, you are dancing with the devil under the pale moonlight and the jig is going to stop. I promise you, there's coming a time, they already have beat everybody in search. There's coming a time in which they will simply put most of you out of business.
You know, I actually think it wasn't for Google being bigger, because for all their dominance of the real estate trade, for Google, they're still small beer. They're like fleas compared to Google. And Google dominates local search, and they dominate to a certain degree. But it wasn't for them just being fleas for Google. It would have been, they would have achieved what they're looking to do. But that's the reality. I don't know if you agree. That's the only problem for them is, yeah, they're big, but for Google, they're nothing.
Correct. And that's why we are opened up a whole local division and why I talk about local incessantly. It absolutely is the way to traffic and eyeballs for the average realtor. And it does beat Zillow in many categories. Not all, like the homes for sale category is locked up by Zillow. Regardless of what, Google would have to change its algorithm to get Zillow to not be dominant. And they have no desire to, because like every other major corporation out there, Zillow pays the green mail to, the budget for Zillow is millions upon millions of dollars a month to Google because they advertise against their own name. It's always been a frustration for businesses, myself included. Like you can target inbound REM as a keyword and advertise against it. I would have to pay the same amount of money if I want to be in the sponsored search results. It's my company. It's nuts. Doesn't matter. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. We're out of time. John, I hope, I think, I'm so sorry for the rant, but I think it's been a great show. It gave me an opportunity to say something that worked with the content that we're doing. So this is our point about you handing your data over to Zillow. I actually would probably say that Follow Up Boss is a necessary evil, but I would be looking for a reason to get rid of them as soon as humanly possible. I might even invest more money in a more complicated tool like HubSpot, which didn't make John's list, but I use HubSpot. It's a good tool. It's just complicated. It's not.
It's just sad to have to say that, isn't it? But it's the reality, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. And they paid a hefty penny, but it's not hefty to them. $500 million. Okay. A fraction of their bottom line. They're still losing money. They don't care. Just like Amazon did, because they're playing the same game that Amazon did also. They're acquisitioning, buying up everybody, making moves until by the time they decide to say, hey, we've officially taken over a vast majority of the real estate business, nobody can fight them. That's exactly what Amazon did with like the e-commerce and shipping business. Just kept losing money, kept losing money, kept losing money. And then all of a sudden they're making like $1 trillion a year. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to my rant. If you want to hear more of my rant, go to inboundrem.com, look at my services or about page, and you can hear me rant as much as you want. I usually talk about SEO, and I usually talk about marketing and lead generation and how to market yourself and things like that. And lots of that content is on my website for free. You will learn a lot. I guarantee it. John, how would you like people to reach out to you?
Well, thanks, Rob. Just go over to mail-write.com. And you can sign up for a free chat with me. What more could you ask for? I'd love to chat with you. Back over to you, Rob.
All right. Well, John and I would like to thank the sponsors of the shows today, MailRight and InboundREM.com. We appreciate your patronage, companies that we both own. And we appreciate everybody listening to the show. Take us offline.